This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, you can watch us live right now if you'd like to on thefordsnews.com. Thank you to my friend Michael Roach over there for his trust, as well as sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can watch us on YouTube if you want to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here, period. The Word of God, friends, is the Bible upon which our republic rests, Article 4, Section 4 as well. Before I get to the circus of politics and to show you how the show keeps going on, I just wrote an article on Sons of Liberty Media.com. Friends, again, I have several contributors across the United States of America that are in the culture war. They're not just talking about it. Here, let me say it this way. Martin Luther, the great reformer, said that the best book in any man's library is experience. And it's exactly right. Having the testimonies. These are the ones that are writing for the Sons of Liberty Media.com. And I want you to jump over to Sons of Liberty Media.com and check out some of the articles that are being written, friends, because it's information that's being omitted through the mainstream media that's controlled by six corporations worldwide. Again, Sons of Liberty Media.com. You can also jump over to Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Just highlighted yesterday, friends, the fact that on Sons of Liberty Media.com, for those that thought that we're just over here talking about what needs to be done, we have set three lawful precedents throughout the United States of America, namely in high schools across the country that said that you're not going to come in and bring your message to us. Well, we've set, along with Liberty Counsel and other law firms across the United States of America, lawful precedents in the sense of saying, hey, listen, we are going to come in and we are going to do our program in a public school because it's lawful and it's American and it's constitutional. Furthermore, what you're trying to prohibit us from doing is exposing who you are and what it is that you do. Okay? We're not hearers only over here. We're doers of the word. Okay? We're not deceiving ourselves. And the reason I'm bringing that up, friends, is because I brought up the fact that we are going to bring a lawsuit to Sons of Liberty. Now we're talking about a class action lawsuit because of suppression, because of censorship of free speech in this country, which is a major no-no, friends, in so many different ways. But just yesterday, Tim Brown wrote on the Sons of Liberty, we are now in the process of laying a foundation for a Facebook lawsuit. There are several others across the United States that will be joining this lawsuit. And we just issued a notice and demand to preserve evidence yesterday. This is the second step in going forward with big tech because we, like so many others across the United States of America, we understand the price that was paid to give us the freedoms that we have, and we're not going to let a bunch of tyrants in the United States of America think that they're above the laws of the land, a bunch of demigods, or they have some congressional immunity from the laws of the land to suppress our free speech, as if to suggest that we work for these demigods. Well, we're going to set the record straight to remind them that they work for us, number one. Number two is nobody's above the law. And number three, you're going to suffer the consequence when you do violate our laws because you work for us and you are not a demigod. Read Isaiah 14 when you get a moment. So we are in the process of doing that. I also wrote an article this morning, which hopefully we'll be talking about in the next couple days here. At the same time, corrupt government is illegally prosecuting a man for exposing Planned Parenthood for their crimes against humanity. The President of the United States of America signs a federal animal cruelty bill. Again, you can't make this up. At the same time, the corrupt government is illegally prosecuting a man for exposing Planned Parenthood for their crimes against humanity. The President signs a federal animal cruelty bill. You can't make that up. I'm just doing live radio here, friends. What I want to do is I've been spending a couple days on this now, on the circus of politics, and to show the American people how the show continuously goes on generation after generation, going backwards here, decade after decade, election cycle after election cycle. And year after year, month after month, week after week. I'm here to tell you, America, when you read Article 2, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution, I want you to understand that, America, when politicians act out in a corrupt fashion, that as quick as they were voted in, you need to understand that they can be removed as quickly. And you need to understand that because, again, they are there to work for us, deriving their just powers from the consent of we the people. Now, with that said, I also want you to remember, and I'm just going to bleed into this incrementally, President Ronald Reagan said that politics is like show business. Well, he's exactly right. Also keep in mind, President Roosevelt, Franklin D. Roosevelt, said back in the 30s that there's nothing that happens in politics that's not first planned. Okay, so we have, from what they're telling us, and obviously by their fruit, Matthew 7:16, we can see that they are nothing but a bunch of bad actors, a bunch of scoundrels. Remember, Benito Mussolini said he would rather have a scoundrel in government because he could control him that way than a good man who would be an obstacle to his illegal agenda towards his people in Italy. But that's what's happening here today. Now, I also want you to remember, friends, that there's nothing that happens in politics that's not first planned. So we understand we have a bunch of bad actors. We call them clowns in the circus of politics. And I'm here to show you systematically without the audio. Now, if you want to watch the audio, you can do that. But I literally dissected the video that I wrote some time ago. People started coming back and saying, Bradley, that was the best exposition that I've ever seen on this. I've even had some people say, Bradley, you need an accolade, an award for that. I don't care about none of that stuff. I care that men's eyes are open. The Bible says that in prayer, Paul prayed that, Lord, that you would open their eyes and turn them from darkness to the light, from the power of Satan to the power of God, granting God the repentance and through sanctification of faith that is in Jesus Christ. That's my desire, and my desire is, friends, that you are made free, John 8:32, and the way that that happens is when you follow the Christ. But keep in mind, it's the anointing that breaks the yoke of bondage. First John 2:27, as well as going back into the Old Testament, because that's the anointing that teaches us all things and guides us into all truth and gives us perfect knowledge of every circumstance and opportunity that comes before us. But also go over to that of Isaiah 10:27, because we find that it's the anointing that breaks the yoke of bondage. I'm going to stick to this, friends, and I'm going to move through this quickly. How the circus of politics keeps the show going, it all happens through the deception that's being played out, and it only works if the American people buy the tickets to their show. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. We'll be right back.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell." It was also the same William Booth who said, "If you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present." Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button, where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
This is Rob Pugh from Wisconsin Christian News. I'm proud to partner with the Sons of Liberty. We're a national Christian newspaper available now in all 50 states. We have some of the very best writers in the entire country, including Bradley Dean. Check out our website and subscribe. Online, print, or better yet, get both at a discount for ease of sharing and accessible anywhere. And please consider donating to help our ministry continue and grow across the nation and around the world. Check us out, WisconsinChristianNews.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. 1-866-582-9933. Just highlighting the facts that of the matter, friends, when it comes to the circus of politics and the actors, bad actors, the scoundrels that keep the show going. President Ronald Reagan said, "Politics is like show business. You better bet your bottom dollar. That's all it is." As a matter of fact, I'm not the one saying it. They're telling on themselves. Let me take you back in time and let me bring you to the present just to show you how things are being played out. Criminal Barack Hussein Obama, after acting as the sitting senator for a whopping 143 days before becoming the president of the United States of America, mysteriously then comes out with his hand-picked rival for the presidency. Do you remember when this was all being played out? And that was none other than that of Hillary Clinton herself. See, the feud begins on the campaign trail by dividing the unconstitutional party line, indoctrinate the people to believe that there's a two-party system, to merely divide and conquer the people, Mark 3:25. Of course, you do all of this by contriving such a system to stir up the American people to then drive them, in this particular case, to their favorite candidate, and the hopes of putting them into the people's White House. That's how this works, okay? Lies are contrived. They're stirred up about each other on both sides. The media plays out the narrative to fill the seats, and only to find out that they were completely contrived lies. And then they also create fabricated victories as well to make themselves look good. Every dictator does that, friends. Look at Joseph Stalin, Mao Zedong, Benito Mussolini, Adolf Hitler. The list goes on, friends. They love to magnify themselves themselves in their heart. Read Isaiah 14, just like Satan, the one that they serve. Now, this is Hillary Clinton saying this, okay? Again, if you want to watch the video, it's available on Sons of Liberty Media, YouTube, Bradley Dean, okay? Today, she said, I'm standing with Senator Obama to say, yes, we can. This, of course, is to delude the people concerning the truth, in line with hopes that you, the American people, will settle for the lesser of two evils in which we're delivered up as your choice for the next president. Not understanding, most don't, that both actors, clowns in the circus of politics, were delivered up by the same powers and the same people that are tolerated in this country. Hillary Clinton to Barack Hussein Obama says, I was fighting against those ideas when you were practicing law and representing your contributor, Resco, in his slum landlord business in the inner city of Chicago. What does the crowd do? Well, they drink the Kool-Aid. They go right along with it. Yeah, there's our favorite candidate. That-a-way, go after him, Hillary Clinton. Yep, as if to suggest this is all real. In the end, Barack Hussein Obama then wins, and then what does he do after he wins? He appoints his rival, at least that's what we were told, criminal Hillary Clinton to the position of what? The Secretary of State. Okay? Were they enemies? Absolutely not. Barack Hussein Obama says, I want the country to, after, by the way, after his incumbency, after his two terms were up, Barack Hussein Obama, that criminal foreign sodomite, said, I want the country to appreciate just what an extraordinary role she, Hillary Clinton, played during the course of my administration. Okay? Folks, this is nothing short of pro wrestling and circus politics with pre-scripted results. Now, I know some are saying, what do you mean pre-scripted? Remember what I said during the first segment. President Franklin D. Roosevelt said, in politics, nothing happens by accident. If it happens, you can bet that it was planned that way. Now, again, I want to ask you something right here, friends, because this is what comes to my aid. Concerning where we're at in the present, going fast forward for a moment. You've heard about how many presidential candidates running against Donald Trump. Every single one of them, Marxist, communists, un-American, controlled scoundrels. You know it, and I know it. I'm asking you, America, what about the other 200 people that are legitimate in some cases that are running against Donald Trump? Why is it that the mainstream media has not given them the light of day? How come they've given them no airtime? And why is it that they put a complete blackout on other legitimate candidates running for the presidency of the United States of America? Just planting seeds, okay? That's all I'm doing here. But again, you have to ask the question, why is it that we're always hearing about the candidates that the media wants us to hear about, okay? That's not free press, friends. That's controlled press. Now, going back to, again, proving the point that this is nothing short of pro wrestling and circus politics with pre-scripted results, remember what Franklin D. Roosevelt said. In politics, nothing happens by accident. If it happens, you can bet it was planned that way. Barack Hussein Obama then goes so far as to then, after his incumbency again, friends, endorse Hillary Clinton as the President of the United States of America. I thought they were enemies, America. Jesse Ventura said politics in America is identical to pro wrestling. Let me say that again. Jesse Ventura, former pro wrestler and governor of the state of Minnesota, love him or hate him, he's exactly right. Politics in America is identical to pro wrestling. I want to say something about the likes of guys like Jesse Ventura. Again, love him or hate him, immorally, he's debased in part. But you know what? Guys like that, friends, when they believe what they believe to be the truth, they're going to push it through, even if it costs them their lives. Just like that Paul, the guy that wrote two-thirds of the New Testament. Friends, he thought he had the truth, but he didn't have the truth. And he pushed it to the point of death on others, right? And then once he met the Christ, he lived for the Christ unto death. And it's exactly how Christians should live today. We need to pray that guys like the Jesse Venturas of the world get saved, friends, that they get converted. Psalm 19:7, Galatians 3:24. And I'm going to tell you what, when they do get saved, there is no force in hell that's going to be able to stop them with the Holy Ghost on their side in Jesus' name. Amen? If I was in a black church right now, they'd be saying, bring it down, Brother Dean, bring it down. We are by the power of the Holy One of Israel, because we understand that the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. church. Amen. That's the history of the church. We are dispossessors. We are not to be possessed. The gates of hell are on the offensive, friends. The gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. Shows that the church is on the offensive, not on the defensive. Period. Okay? Again, Jesse Ventura said politics in America is identical to pro wrestling. That's exactly right. Now, folks, this next portion is about being principled. It's about acting in accordance with morality, God's truth, which means conform to truth. Who is the way, the truth, and the life? John 14:6, Jesus Christ. It's about lining ourselves up in accordance with morality and showing recognition of right and wrong, making distinction, Ezekiel 44:23. Not about defending the politician with your favorite jersey on. This isn't helps to open your eyes to the games that are being played with you, the American people, as the pawn on the game board by that of ill-designing men. Again, this is not about your favorite politician. This is about understanding that there is no king but King Jesus, that our God that we continuously say 24/7, God bless America, is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. That is our God, America. That is why we are called the light of the world, because we follow the light of man, John 1. We need to understand that this is not about our favorite politician, because we are principled individuals. We have our feet upon the rock of ages because we understand that the word of the Lord endureth forever and that God is not a man that he should lie. Period. Okay? It's immutable. His word is unchangeable. Okay? Now listen carefully. Again, it's not about your favorite politician. It's about you being principled. And remember what President Dwight D. Eisenhower rightly said when he said that, if you don't want to listen to me, friends, then listen to President Dwight D. Eisenhower. When he said, when a people value its privileges above its principles, soon loses both. When a people value its privileges above its principles, you will soon lose both. Okay? So let's stick to the Word of God and the written documents that our forefathers have established concerning the longest standing Constitution, friends, in the history of a modern history. Okay? Americans, we are to be patriots, not pawns. A patriot defined as a person who is true to God and to his country, read 1 John 2:4, and to his country, to the Constitution for which hundreds and thousands have fought, bled, and died, ratifying, making valid that document against tyrants in foreign lands. They shed their blood that we might have freedom. Folks, first and foremost in the spiritual, the blood that was shed on Calvary as the propitiation of the sins of the world, which applies to me first, friends, and I own it. And I am jealous over it, because it's the very blood that washes me from my sins, Revelations 1:5. Read it when you get a moment. Also read 2 Corinthians 5:15. Patriotism means to stand by the country. It does not mean to stand by the president or any other public official, as they like to call themselves, save exactly to the degree in which he himself stands by the country. It is patriotic to support him insofar as he is efficiently serving the country. It is unpatriotic not to oppose him. It is unpatriotic not to oppose him. It is unpatriotic not to oppose him to the exact extent that by inefficiency or otherwise, he fails in his duty to stand by the country. In either event, it is unpatriotic not to tell the truth, whether about the president or anyone else. Again, President Theodore Roosevelt. We're talking about how, friends, the circus of politics keeps the show going. It's all premised on their dependency on your ignorance. Hosea 4:6. We'll be right back.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm feeling
everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Justice Department Inspector General is being pressed about his report on the origins of the Russia investigation. Republican Congressman John Cornyn of Texas wonders,
so what's the difference between surveillance and spying?
Well, surveillance, and the term I'm going to use and we use in the report, is what's in the law, the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act.
You don't like the vernacular?
I'm going to stick to what we do as IGs, which is look at the law and stick to what the language is in the law.
Well, to my mind, there's really no difference.
Community officials are hoping to learn more about the motive behind yesterday's deadly shooting in Jersey City. Rabbi Yusuf Karlbeck was asked about the possibility of this being a hate crime against the Jewish people.
If indeed it is true, then it is a very sad day for the United States, for the entire world, that this is still happening in this day and age.
USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Just wanted to highlight the fact that on sonsoflibertymedia.com, Max Slavo just reported that the FBI is now teaming up with the post office to acquire your fingerprints. Now, just to make this real short, isn't it interesting? All these agencies that have been created since September 11th, 2001, have been leveled at the American people. Well, and at the same time, the said corrupt politicians, you know them as officials, they like to call themselves, or said representatives, not of you, of course, America, but for special interest groups, they're the ones alluring these people into the country to basically hand it off, and it's a perfect sign of God's perfect judgment upon a disobedient nation. Again, that's what this is all coming to, friends. This doesn't happen to obedient nations, friends. It just doesn't. It just doesn't. So here we are, talking about how the circus of politics keeps the show going, talking about how President Ronald Reagan said politics is like show business, talking about how, friends, we were told long ago, like by the likes of Franklin D. Roosevelt, in politics nothing happens by accident. If it happens, you can bet that it was planned that way. Or what about Jesse Ventura, former governor and pro wrestler, who said politics in America is identical to pro wrestling? Folks, they're telling you exactly who it is that they are. And you can see it is, for what they say it is, by the fruit that they bear. It works against we the people, not for we the people. Okay? And then I talked about during this last segment, friends, that I wanted to talk about being principled, acting in accordance with morality, and showing recognition of and distinction between right and wrong, not about defending the politician with your favorite jersey on. And then I just gave you a quote from President Theodore Roosevelt. Okay, now getting you up to par, when I was a little boy, I remember when me and my brother and my mom and her boyfriend would go to these pro wrestling matches in downtown Minneapolis. I can also remember when we would go inside of the auditorium and how I thought to myself as to how that roof stayed intact, considering how loud it would get inside of that building. I would also look at my mom and my brother, and what they'd be doing is they'd be yelling and screaming. I can still see them doing it. They'd go into these pro wrestling shows, and that's exactly what they were, and they'd be yelling and screaming at the top of their lungs, and at the same time, they would be laughing sadistically. Folks, they were both laughing because we all knew that it was all a facade. It was fake. It was fabricated. It was, in fact, fictitious. I mean, after it was all over with, we would then leave the building and everyone, and I mean everyone, friends, would be hoarse. The audience, friends, and the tens of thousands, their voices were completely worn out. Why? Because they were yelling for their favorite what? Their favorite wrestler. And they were yelling at the most hated wrestler. Right? That's how this game is played. And then in the meantime, the Pro Wrestling Federation, the CEOs, were creating new rivals and scenarios to get you back into the building so fans could be lied to on another day. That's how this, folks, that's how they made their money. Now, what's crazy about all of this is people all the well knew that it was all fake. You know, listening to me right now, that pro wrestling is fake. They've told you that it's fake. It's premised on nothing but lies. Yet again, the people keep playing the fools to their own financial demise by paying for tickets. Okay? Again, former governor and pro wrestler Jesse Ventura said, "In my era of wrestling, there was no guaranteed contracts. It was inherent that you draw the crowd into making money." Okay? Now, going on, friends, furthermore, you know that the deceptive gains that the Pro Wrestling Federation would conjure up, you know, the bad guys that they created were feuding with the good guys that they created, all pre-scripted to entertain the public to bring about the outcome that what? That they desired. In this particular instance, friends, it was money. And we also know, behind closed doors, everyone also, again, knew that these created arch enemies were the best of friends. This all devised to keep the circus moving forward, to keep the people at the door buying tickets. Let me give you a couple examples. For example, we have pro wrestlers, con men, Cena and Orton, who would both debut in 2002, and in the years that followed would both rise to major superstar status, all premised on a lie, friends, both having won 15 and 12 WWE championships. Now, while John Cena and Randy Orton have been involved in one of the best feuds of the past decade, a rivalry filled with personality and amnesty and hatred, we all know it because that's how they fuel the narrative to what? To fill the seats. Okay? Therefore, it was only fitting for these two to find common ground. Paul Heyman serves as the advocate for Brock Lesnar while on camera at WWE, but away from the sideshow, Heyman is not just a mouthpiece for the Beast, but also a friend of the wild animal as well, it was reported. What about Ric Flair? What about Roddy? Folks, some of these names are just incredibly immature, to say the least. What about Roddy Piper and Ric Flair? What about these two? They go back a long ways. coming face-to-face in the ring for many years before winning the World Tag Team Championship together. Later on in their careers, just so you know, the amnesty and the rival in the feud was all created because, in fact, Rowdy Roddy Piper stood as the best man at Ric Flair's wedding. And so it is with politicians, friends. And so it is the games that are being played out in front of you over and over and over again. See, they rely on your short memory spans, friends. They rely on a false sense of mercy by, you know, teaching you through the pulpits, thou shalt not judge. You know, and what do the politicians do? They act like it's a real feud as arch enemies in front of the cameras, but behind closed doors, we can see the years following up, they were the best of friends, like Donald Trump and the Clintons and Barack Hussein Obama and the Clintons. Oh, and don't forget the Bushes. They're all in this mix as well. And here comes Billy Bob Clinton, friends. Best of friends. Best of friends. On this video, I've proven it over and over and over again. Again, talking about Rowdy Roddy Piper and Ric Flair. They're arch enemies in front of the people, but behind closed doors, Ric Flair is the best man at Rowdy Roddy Piper's marriage and his wedding. You can't make it up. What about Rey Mysterio? This is his stage name. And Eddie Guerrero. They had something that is hard-pressed to find in pro wrestling, a true admiration and a sincere love one for another. While many others could have been attached to Guerrero, he chose Mysterio out of history. They worked together for years, both as tag team partners and, of course, as bitter rivals in the face of the people. No matter the situation, magic would happen when these two met in the ring. In 2006, Mysterio would win the heavyweight championship and dedicated the biggest victory of his career to his fallen friend. Now, keep in mind, he won the championship, and it was all pre-scripted that he would now become the champion. Okay, just like the presidency of the United States of America. Remember what Roosevelt said back in the 30s. Presidents are not elected, they are selected. Just so you understand, friends, as to how you are being lied to on a 24/7 basis. Presidents are not elected, presidents are selected, said none other than Franklin D. Roosevelt. Okay? Folks, these actors all the well know that it's their job, speaking of pro wrestlers, and the clowns in the circus of politics, they all the well know what their job is and whom it is that they work for. Because it's just a show all premised on deception, merely creating the illusion while leading the opposition themselves. Former pro wrestler Chris Jericho said, if Shakespeare was alive today, he would be writing wrestling shows. Did you hear what I said? Do politicians have writers? Absolutely they do, friends. How many politicians have you seen that didn't read their teleprompters? And oftentimes, more than not, friends, you'll find that they are reading teleprompters. They have these two little invisible screens on their right and their left side, namely the President of the United States of America. So don't think that he's thinking for himself. He is being told what to do, just like reporters are throughout the United States of America, on cue. On cue. Again, former pro wrestler Chris Jericho said if Shakespeare was alive today, he would be writing wrestling shows. Friends, don't sit there and tell me how politicians are actually being led to do the right thing. No, this is why they're doing the wrong thing, is because they're scoundrels. They're extorted. They're controlled men to do what they're supposed to do. And by the way, if they don't, then they're outed. And we've seen this 100 times, America. Now, wait a minute. Bradley, did you just say leading the opposition? Yes, I did. Because leading the opposition is a communist tactic to control the opposition. And again, I didn't say that Russian revolutionary Vladimir Lenin said. He said the best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. Create the battle and then bring out the political outcome. Create the battle, bring out the political outcome. Create the battle, bring out, extract the political outcome. This is what he is saying, okay? Again, he said the best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. Controlled opposition is when a deliberate attempt is made to either create an opposing effort to an existing power base or to obtain control of any opposition to one's own efforts. It's all created. Okay. Do you remember when the Angel of Death, SS officer under Adolf Hitler, said, He said, the more that we do to you, the less that you believe it's us doing it to you. That's in full operation today. Do you remember when Adolf Hitler, history teaches us, as do dictators play it out, they send in the brown shirts, they create the problem, and then the one that actually created the problem behind closed doors then goes publicly and plays the problem solver. America, when you figure out totalitarian methods, when you figure out your enemy, you are going to be great patriots. When you figure out how this works, you are going to be great Christians, first and foremost, Christian patriots. Okay? Do you understand how this works? And by the way, I was talking about Joseph Mengele, or Mengele. Matter of fact, some protest movements in this country are actually being led by government or corporate agencies, as I am now showing you. So now in parallel to that of the circus of politics, I mean, after all, everyone does live politics. We need to keep in mind as to how the game is being played, friends. We're talking about how the circus of politics keeps the show going. It's all premised on the ignorance of the people that are being controlled. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Richard Mass, attorney with Liberty Counsel. Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty Radio are on the front lines of our culture war, and I am proud to call them brothers in arms. What America needs now is more people telling the truth, regardless of the cost. Bradley is one of those people.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Look, anybody talks that way.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. I got to be careful here. I'm just having a little fun. But my goodness, like anybody talks that way. You know what I mean? I mean, some of these guys, I've even seen them do, youth talk to their, got my kids over here. It's interesting how people will talk in a certain fashion. And I've seen it where I remember doing an interview and I've done, oh my goodness, I can't even, thousands. I did an interview at a gun show in Arizona, and this guy was just talking all big and talking like the radio guy, and he was doing this and that, and he was bringing about the expressions needed to make people believe that he was actually cooler than the most of us, right? Like, he was cooler than, well, sliced bread. And then as soon as the commercial came, he totally changed his voice, and I thought, that was really weird, dude. And you hear this on commercials all day. It's like, do we really talk this way? Or sometimes you see like a trailer for a documentary or for a film. It's like, really? You really talk like that? I remember when I was a kid, I heard the Jaws trailer and I heard that guy talking. And I wondered what he was like, what he looked like, that he would be talking like that. And then I thought, I wonder what his wife looks like too. I was just crazy. But anyways, just shooting out my thoughts, friends. That's crazy. Like, they really talk that way. Not. If you want to check us out, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, Bradley Dean, double E, Facebook, Twitter, Bradley Dean 1. Twitter's up next, friends. We're going to deal with them as well as with Google, and if we have to, YouTube, because they are suppressing our information, no question about it. You don't go from 700,000 from the first month to 700,000 unique visitors to over, well, bumping up to a million within 3 months, and then all of a sudden the rug's pulled from you, and then they want everyone to believe that, well, that just, you know, nobody's really listening to them. No, I know. That's why we're rated number one and two throughout the week on Genesis Communication Networks, and we're on over 117 affiliates throughout the United States of America. And maybe, I don't know, maybe this is why other outlets are picking us up, and we're on over 40 different, and it's interesting how Google does promote, and big tech companies do promote those that have like 5 shares on them, and then all of a sudden I have like 140, I just looked at this last night, 145,000 shares on one article, and I can't find the article online through Google. Don't tell me what they're not doing, friends, because they are doing it, and it's dangerous. It's dangerous. So anyways, all right, I just vented for a moment here. How the circus of politics keeps the show going. Again, keep in mind it's all premised on the stupidity of those that fill the seats, okay? And I was just talking about leading through opposition. And I just highlighted right towards the end of last segment that some protest movements in this country are actually being led by government or corporate agencies, friends. And you'll find that George Soros himself is responsible for creating how many subversive organizations? Hundreds of them in the United States of America. Where is that prosecutor, Mr. President? I'm just curious. Everybody talks about Soros and how he's an international criminal. But how is it that the said representatives in this country, well, if they say anything about him, it's never in a negative connotation. Where's that prosecutor? America, listen to me, let me tell you this again. If justice guards our liberty, we already understand that these politicians, these clowns in the circus of politics, they're not going to prosecute their own, so you have to do it. Just for the record. Just for the record. Again, let's get back to this. Some protest movements in this country are actually being led by government or corporate agencies. They have been found out over and over and over again. I remember sitting with Roger Wilkin, Department of Justice from the Civil Rights Movement, and they knew that the FBI was sending in paid provocateurs to disrupt Martin Luther King's Civil Rights Movement. Who was doing it? Those agencies that we thought were there to protect us, right, were actually creating the warfare. Just so you know. Let me go in parallel to this now. Remember what John Adams, the second president, said. This is applicable. There's nothing which I dread so much as a division of the Republic into two great parties. So someone's got to create division. Okay. But what they do is the first casualty in every war is always the truth. Okay. So I need to interject the truth. Mark 3:25 said, a house divided against itself will not stand, Jesus said, and this is what they've done. They've created two parties so the house doesn't stand. Why? So they can conquer easily. But again, Adam said, there's nothing which I dread so much as a division of the Republic into two great parties, each arranged under its leader and concerting measures in opposition to each other. Is this how you see pro wrestling being played out? Yep. Is this how you see politics of the day being played out? Every single day. John Adams said, this is my humble apprehension is to be dreaded. He said, this in my humble apprehension is to be dreaded as the greatest political evil under the Constitution. Folks, again, I've shot that out there so many times, and yet people continuously play the game that they are the pawns on the board of. rhetorical talk, political talk, which was created to make lies sound truthful. And I'm going to keep telling you that until you finally understand that you're not going to tell me, call me, write me, email me, text me, and talk about the Democratic Party or the Republican Party because they are unconstitutional. We're ruled by law. If you play into that system, you are a pawn on their board, just so you know. Okay? John Adams said, "It is my humble apprehension this is to be dreaded as the greatest political evil under the Constitution." What? A party system divided against one another. It's unconstitutional, friends. Moving forward, did you know Vince McMahon? Or McCann? McMahon? I don't know, maybe the N is silent there. But he's the owner of WWE, Pro Wrestlers. You know, Pro Wrestling Federation, whatever they want to call it now. But did you know that Vince is good friends with Donald Trump? Did you know that? Matter of fact, on this video, you can also watch Donald Trump getting in the ring with Vince McMahon and the good friends hanging out with each other, deceiving the people together, okay? Because he had to be groomed in the process of getting where he's going to, but we'll get to that in just a moment. But Vince McMahon is good friends with Donald Trump. He is the owner and the CEO of WWE. His net worth is $1.93 billion, lest you have forgotten how wealthy they have become off their deceptive games with you, the public. This is how they rip you off continuously, friends. This is why you are now in $21 trillion national debt. And you need to keep in mind something, friends. I need to add this. What you allow corrupt politicians to do, listen to me carefully, what you allow them to sow, what you allow them to sow, Galatians 6, verse 7, you need to understand that you as a nation will reap what you allow one corrupt politician to sow. That's how vital it is that you deal with their corruption. Article 2, Section 4 is the answer. Read Isaiah 59. Goes both ways. Help you explain. Also Isaiah 51, verse 4 when you get a moment. Just talking about old Vincey boy and Donald Trump, how they're the best of friends. Man, they put on the show. They filled the seats on pro wrestling. You can watch the videos, friends. As a matter of fact, you remember when Vince got together with Donald Trump? You know, they were put as rivals once again against each other. Do you remember when Donald Trump body slams, beats, and shaves Vince McMahon's at Wrestling Mania 13? You can watch the video, friends. This all started with Mr. Vince McMahon and Donald Trump announcing the Battle of the Billionaires, and the people foolishly bought the tickets. Okay. Oh, by the way, just to show you that the apple doesn't fall too far from this corrupt tree, remember Linda McMahon, the wife of Vince McMahon, Donald Trump appointed Linda to small business administrator under his administration. Did you know that? I just wanted to share that with you just so you understand how the game's being played. So his good buddy Vince, the owner of the WWE, pro wrestlers, right? All contrived, all fake, all fictitious. We all know that. Donald Trump appoints Vince's wife to small business administration administrator in his administration. Just wanted to make clear you knew how close it was to hitting home. Okay. Last year when touring the beautiful state of California, me and my family took the time to go to Ronald Reagan's Presidential Museum there in Simi Valley. And not that I'm a Ronald Reagan fan, because I'm not. I just love learning the history of this most awesome country in which we live. Okay. Well, while I was there, I instantly noticed the slogan in which Ronald Reagan ran his presidential campaign on. Do you know what it was, friends? Does anybody know what Ronald Reagan's presidential campaign was? Because Americans don't learn from history. Short history, too, by the way. His slogan was, "Let's make America great again." Does that sound familiar? Now, due to the fact that Donald Trump ran his presidential campaign on the same exact slogans, flags were up immediately. I just chuckled when I seen it. Yep, nothing new. We got another scammer. We got another scoundrel going to the people's White House, and the people are just going right along with it, buying their tickets to the circus, to see the clowns in the circus of politics. Hey, folks, when will Americans learn the tactics of pro wrestling and circus of politics with the same pre-scripted results that they themselves are caught up into? When are the American people going to catch on? After all, Americans can blame no other but themselves, for it is their short-term memories that allow the show to go on. As a matter of fact, the very definition of insanity is to do the same things over and over again, only to receive the same results. Hey, folks, I want to say this, because there's going to be a part two to this tomorrow. I'm going to stand before the Lord, and I'm going to say this, because I can safely and confidently say, I know I'm right. I'm judging them by their fruits. You're judging them by what they say. The Lord says you're supposed to judge them by what they do, not by what they say. Matthew 7:16, 2 Corinthians 11:14. Love you. We'll talk to you in 23. See ya.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. Many veterans are unsure what benefits they have earned for their service. Here is your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. The VA can't help you until they know who you are. So go to the VA.gov website and look for a DD-214. Fill it out and you'll get a copy of your service record. Take it to the local VA office to see what benefits you can qualify for. You protected us, so it's time for America to protect you. This has been your veterans tip of the day.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.